So our guest now, normally we visit with somebody from News Nation, but it's perhaps even more appropriate that we talk to Mike Nellis, former senior advisor to Kamala Harris. He's the founder in Chicago and the CEO of Authentic, a Chicago-based political fundraising and consulting firm. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
What are you hearing? Are you still in close contact with Kamala Harris? And do you know anything about her intentions or President Biden's plans?
No, I don't work with the vice president anymore. I haven't since she ended her presidential campaign. But I'm hearing the same thing that most people are hearing right now, right? There's a possibility that President Biden's going to make a decision. His campaign's saying he's still in the race. So I'm in the same boat as everybody else, just trying to figure it out and navigate the future for my clients.
How well do you know Kamala Harris? She, if you worked with her on the presidential campaign she ran, you must know her pretty well. But she didn't win the campaign, and she's not the most popular vice president. What would you say about her chances now?
I mean, I think she's got a great chance, right? I mean, this is a race where I think both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have a lot of success to run on. I think they're running against one of the most unpopular presidents in American history, which would be Donald Trump, a deeply flawed candidate who's made a lot of mistakes this week, in my opinion. And so I think Democrats are eager to get back on offense in terms of talking about the work that we want to do in the future of this country. So I think she's got as great a shot as anybody else.
Boy, they sure are playing defense. What are the mistakes that Donald Trump has made this week, in your opinion? It seems to me like they've just had one good day after another.
You know, I would say a few things, right? Obviously, we had a very tragic shooting over the weekend, and there was an opportunity for Donald Trump to modify his tone, try to reach out to other voters and pull people in from the center. And I didn't see a tone change over the last couple of days. What I saw was Hulk Hogan ripping off his shirt in primetime and Donald Trump giving a long, rambling, incoherent speech last night. And he gave an opportunity to pick a running mate who could reach out and help him bring in new voters. And instead, he doubled down on the same type of campaign he always does. He picked J.D. Vance. And you know, I don't know a ton about J.D. Vance, but I know he's not bringing any new voters to that ticket. So yeah. I think there was an opportunity here that he didn't take.
One of my colleagues described J.D. Vance as a very confident pick. That is, they're so certain the lane that Donald Trump is in, they didn't need to get a woman or a minority or somebody from outside the Rust Belt. They stayed right, tried and true in that lane. Do you think that Kamala Harris would be a more viable candidate against Donald Trump than Joe Biden?
I mean, I'm not going to get into which candidate I think is going to be viable in this. That's not my place. And I think there's obviously a conversation happening inside the Democratic Party about what the next steps are here. But I do think Kamala would be an excellent candidate. I think she would prosecute the case against Donald Trump on behalf of the Democratic Party very, very well, as would many other candidates in this. So I think she's an exceptionally talented, smart individual. And I think we're just going to have to let the next few days play out because if not, John, you and I aren't going to decide this, right? Like a handful of people are, and it's ultimately going to be President Biden's decision.
Yeah, ultimately his decision. But I wonder who would influence him. Barack Obama and he had a bit of a riff when he endorsed Hillary Clinton. I don't know that Barack's going to move the needle. Is Jill Biden the one that will maybe help persuade him to make the decision, whatever it is? Who do you suppose is the person that has the most influence over him right now?
I truly don't know, but I think with anything when it comes to President Biden, like he's going to make the best decision for what he believes for the country, for himself, for his family. That's what you would expect of a good public servant. And so, you know, it's hard for me to say. Like, I don't know the relationship between Barack Obama and Joe Biden, right? Easy for me to speculate. But I think you're hearing from folks all across the country, and President Biden will make his decision, and hopefully we'll have clarity soon.
Were it to be Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, speculate if you will. I hear you not wanting to speculate a lot now, but I wonder what would be a smart choice for her for a vice presidential candidate. And by the way, I think that also assumes that she would win were Joe Biden to release his delegates. If it's open on the floor, she doesn't automatically become the candidate, does she?
My understanding of the way that the rules work is if President Biden decides to drop out, the delegates are free to vote for whomever they want. So
exactly.
I think the question will be, is there a quick rallying around Kamala Harris as the candidate and we get back to work, or is there a few weeks where we have, you know, some kind of open convention? I don't know which one is right or which one is not. I don't know which candidates would get in a situation like that. I do think it would make for good TV, so there's some merit to that.
But I don't know.
To answer your first question on running mate, you know, I would be looking at someone who, you know, has some balance to the ticket, who can help her bring in new voters. particularly in swing states. You know, a lot of people talk about Josh Shapiro or Ray Cooper. I think they're both excellent governors. I mean, I think that's what I would be looking for.
Yeah.
Somebody that complements her really well.
Yeah, right. What would you say would be her strength, either as a candidate for vice president or president, as it is now, or were she to run at the top of the ticket? What would be the reason people would pick her?
Yeah, I think number one, she's probably one of the smartest people I've ever met, if not the smartest people I've ever met, and I think there's great merit to that. I think there's also going to be just a great contrast between her and Donald Trump in terms of the way that they talk and communicate and the way that they try to lift people up. And Kamala's one of the, like I said before, she's one of the smartest people I know. She's one of the toughest people I've ever worked with. And I think we're in a spot where people are looking, I think people are looking for a new direction to take the country, right? I think people are pretty frustrated with the state of play. They were frustrated with the state of play 4 years ago. That's why they made a change to President Biden in the presidential election. Like, I think Kamala has an opportunity to pivot this towards the future of this country and not be focused on looking backward.
Mike Nellis is a former senior advisor to Kamala Harris and the founder and CEO of Authentic, a Chicago-based political fundraising and consulting firm. They've generated over $1 billion for their clients. Mike, you and I should stay in touch next week, perhaps. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Of course. Thank you for your time.